As a truck driver, what's at the top of your mind right now? Running enough miles? Having more home time? Driving for a company that provides peace of mind? Schneider was founded during the Great Depression, and over 85 years later, we continue to have work, so drivers can count on consistent paychecks to provide for themselves and for their families. Schneider remains loaded and moving while hiring more drivers and adding new customers each day. Take control of your career and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Feed your happy at Champaign Area Hardee's with a Western Bacon Cheeseburger for just $1.50 every Wednesday. Make it spicy with pepper jack cheese and jalapenos for only 50 cents more. Offer good at participating Champaign Area locations through August 19th. Tax not included. One order per guest. Limit 4 single cheeseburgers per order.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
Get in the Mullion Hall Morning Bubble.
Chicago's safest sports talk to start your day.
Mullion Hall,
first to deliver the day's sports stories.
I enjoy listening. The interplay between the two of you is really entertaining and informative.
Incredible Chicago sports guests. And, of course, lots of fun.
Wow, 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 sweet child of mine.
End of story.
Mullion Hall, the voice of Chicago sports. Mornings 5 to 9 on 670 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, home of Mullion Hall, Chicago sports morning show, 5 to 9 a.m. live from the Hyundai studios. We are WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're in the series still. We have a chance to come back. We feel that, again, the first three games, we're probably hard done by to have zero wins. And probably stole one last night. And now we get the chance to take momentum in the series and put some pressure on them. So we're here to win, we're here to compete, and we want to beat them. And I think just happy with the character of our group. It wasn't easy yesterday. They were really good for two periods in particular, but we found a way to win.
Well, I got an outstanding performance from Corey Crawford, who really settled in after spitting out some juicy rebounds during the first half of that first period, got that under control and really won the game for him. I don't know how sustainable it is. Good to hear that they want to win, though, even though they're not as good. Blackhawks will be playing tonight in Game 5 of their series against the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And covering them is Mark Lazarus of The Athletic, who is on Twitter at Mark Lazarus, and with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Laz, how are you?
I'm well, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. I don't really think that one of those goalie wins is the kind of thing that gives you a whole lot of juice going into the next game, because when you know that you need that to win a game, when you still didn't probably have the puck enough, I don't know how that springboards you into what you have to do next.
Yeah, I mean, Jeremy Collins is not wrong when he says they were hard done by in games 2 and 3. They very much could have won those games. You had Patrick Kane miss that wide open net, which he never does, late in game 3. That would have tied the game. Would have won the game for them. Went to overtime, 2-1 goal games. And then you have the game 4 where they were embarrassed by Vegas, and they won because Corey Crawford was so good. So he's not wrong, but at the same time, there's never been a point in this series where you thought the Blackhawks were better than the Golden Knights. They're just a better team. They're a true Stanley Cup contender. It's them and Colorado in the West. And the Blackhawks just can't measure up. They don't have the depth. They don't have the speed. They don't have the size. They've got the goalie, and they've got some veteran guys. I mean, coming into the series, I said Crawford would steal one, and Taves and Kane would take one. That's what's got to happen tonight. It's got to be Taves and Kane stepping up. They haven't done enough in this series, and if they step up, you can get 6 games out of this series. But it's just not realistic for the Blackhawks to win 4 times in a row against this Vegas team. It's just too good.
How did Vegas find so many players that I haven't really heard of who are just good, just really solid, all-around, energetic, tough, resilient, responsible players? How did they do this?
Well, I mean, they had their expansion draft was unlike any other in sports history, where they were guaranteed to get at least some pretty good players. They weren't getting the dregs. The system was designed to make sure that they weren't embarrassing because they wanted that market to succeed. Nobody expected them to make the Stanley Cup final their first year. But, you know, since then, this is their third year. This isn't the same team as 3 years ago, 2 years ago. This is a faster team. They went out and they got Mark Stone at the trade deadline. They've been aggressive. They're a team that knows it's got a window right now. Its window happened to be their first couple of years, and they're, you know, they had no albatross contracts. They didn't have any Brent Seabrooks or Taves and Kane-like contracts weighing them down because they started from scratch. So they had these built-in advantages that a lot of teams won't do. Now, we'll see if it happens again with Seattle. Seattle's getting that same situation. I don't think it's going to be this good again. But Vegas was given an opportunity to make this happen, and they did a really good job. George McPhee did a phenomenal job with that expansion draft, and he and Kelly McCrinnan have done a good job tweaking that format since. This is a better team now than it was that first year when there was the kind of island of misfit toys.
Who's going to be in goal for the Knights?
It's a really good question. I would assume Marc-Andre Fleury, and that's not a knock on Robin Leonard, but Fleury was good in the game that he played, and they're kind of going back and forth now, and Leonard wasn't fantastic the other night, so why wouldn't you go with Fleury, who's got a couple of cups and has been a great player for so long? If it were me, it'd be Leonard every day. Leonard's a better goalie than Marc-Andre Fleury right now, but it's pretty clear that Peter DeBoer wants to use both of them. We're seeing that in Carolina also. It's very unusual in these playoffs. We're seeing teams use multiple goalies. That's not something we're used to seeing in the playoffs. But I expect it to be Fleury. I mean, you know, the league doesn't allow any actual media in the bubble, and the league and team reporters won't tell us what happens at a morning skate, so we won't know until about a half hour before puck drop to see who leads them on the ice. But I expect it to be Fleury.
Winning faceoffs matters so much, especially when you are not the better team. You can at least have the puck, and as we know, that possession is everything. You can't score with a puck you don't have. And Jonathan Taves has really been the only reliable guy at the circle. Who's next, and what can they do when it is somebody else? How can they just be better at that?
Well, I'm going to start by saying faceoffs aren't that important, which I know is blasphemy to say, but you know, they're important when you're on the penalty kill in your own zone. They're important in certain situations, but the stats say you have to win like 70 faceoffs to make a 1-goal difference over the course of a season. So the difference between a 52% faceoff guy and a 48% faceoff guy is virtually nothing. So I don't want to overplay faceoffs, but you're right. Taves is the only guy they have that can win them. Ryan Carpenter has a history of winning, but he's playing on the wing. David Kampf has been the center there. They haven't really had a good number 2 faceoff guy since Marcus Kruger, who started his career as a terrible faceoff guy and just worked at it and worked at it and worked at it with Yannick Perreault and became a very good one. That's what the Blackhawks need. They need David Kampf to get better at it. They need Kirby Dach to get better at it. He's, you know, a kid. He's got to learn all the tricks and trades. Taves always talks about how you learn to cheat, basically. Like, there's things you can do that you're not supposed to do, but you can get away with. Taves knows them all. He knows every other center. He's had faceoffs with every center in the league for, you know, forever now. So there's all these little things that he knows that only come with experience, and he's just really good at them. The other guys need to get better at them, because right now, Taves is the only reliable guy you have to take that defensive zone draw on a penalty kill.
We were talking last week with Charlie Roumeliotis of NBC Sports Chicago, and I mentioned that watching Kirby Doc lately reminds me of the part in the superhero movie and the sort of origin story where the young superhero is learning all of his powers, and he's recognizing, I know I got bit by a radioactive spider, but oh my God, I can climb walls and I can shoot webs out of my wrist.
Running against the train, yeah.
Right, and that's what we're seeing right now. Every once in a while, Kirby Doc will just slice right through the defense, and people are bouncing off of him, and he's holding somebody off as he closes in on the net. And I'm just at some point that he's going to figure this all out and realize what he can do and what he should do. And I'm just waiting for, I want Colleton and Taves, these other guys, to give him the go ahead. Like, kid, you're full fledged. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Keep doing what you're doing because you can.
Yeah, he needs to learn to finish. That's the difference. He's Brandon Saad right now with worse hands, and Brandon Saad has bad luck, and he's been a 30-goal scorer, though, and that's what Kirby Doc looks like, a Brandon Saad-type player to me, where maybe he can be a little bit better, a little bit more productive, but he's that kind of full, big, strong, smart, two-way player who's got much better wheels than you expect a guy his size to have. Everything he's doing, he just got to learn to finish. Everything, you know, when I watch him play, that's my response to people who say, oh, the Blackhawks would have been better off if they just didn't make this stupid playoff, this gimmick playoff, and had gotten a better draft pick. No. What you've seen out of Kirby Doc in Phase 3 and now in Phase 4 in the actual tournament, that is well worth dropping from 9 to 16 or whatever it's going to be in the first round of the draft. I got no problem with that. That's more important to me. You won the draft lottery last year when you went for number 12 to 3 and you got a Kirby Doc, which you would not have been able to get at 12. So this whole tournament for me is the Kirby Doc coming out party. We've seen Adam Boqvist regress a little bit. I'm not too worried about that. He'll be fine in the long run. But this leap that Kirby Doc has taken is going to make this entire endeavor worthwhile.
How do you expect the lines to look, and what can they do to get more out of Dylan Strome and Alex DeBrincat?
I don't know what more you could ask out of DeBrincat these last couple of games. It's just not going in until the empty netter there at the end. DeBrincat's been fine now. I mean, he's turned it on. He was spectacular in Game 3. The puck just didn't go in. Strome has been all right. I don't think Strome's been playing that badly. If you look at the possession numbers, he's been one of the better players. I mean, you can't have a guy like Nylander bringing them down on that line. You got to figure something else. I'd like to see them put in Dylan Sekura, maybe even Brandon Hagel. That could help. I don't think the lines are going to change that dramatically because, you know, it's just not what Colleton does, and they just don't have anybody else. They don't have – this isn't like past years where you had a veteran, you know, go-to guy on the bench that you could turn to, whether it's like a Ben Smith or a Jamal Mayers or even like a Tommy Wingles, Lance Boma type. There's nobody like that. It's just a bunch of kids in Rockford. Dylan Sekura is by far the most experienced guy you have waiting in the wings right now. So there's not like an easy answer to this. There's no Sheldon Brookbank to step in on the blue line. They just don't have anyone like that. So I don't expect there to be any changes. I'd like to see Sekura get in there for Nylander, but we know Jeremy Colleton has given Nylander such a long leash. I just don't expect him to bench him at any point.
Is Kane okay physically, as far as you know?
As far as I know, yeah. I mean, it's so hard to know these things from afar. If I was there and I'm in the locker room, you might be able to get some hints, or he might be able to talk to you off the record. There's just none of that right now. He looks fine. I mean, he's certainly getting his points. He's got a ton of assists, but he's just, you keep waiting for him to take over the game. You just keep waiting. It's like that Simpsons episode where, you know, Homer's looking at the Yakuza guy going, that little guy's going to do something. I don't want to leave yet. You're just waiting for it to happen. And it's just not happening. And it's got to happen tonight because they're out of time. You know, Corey Crawford gave him one more day to figure it out. But Kane's just, we come to expect so much from him, and the bar is so high for him that the fact that he's a point-to-game guy, we're like, he's just not himself right now. He needs to find that extra gear that we've seen in the playoffs before. I don't know if he's injured. I don't know if he's not happy to be there. I have no inside information on that whatsoever. I just know that if the Blackhawks have any hope of continuing the series, he needs to be the Patrick Kane that we all come to expect.
Yeah, I want to see him when he just circles around and around and picks his spots, and you know you can feel the energy building on a given play when he's just kind of waiting to snipe or waiting to find that backdoor one-timer, and his feet never stop moving. You can tell when he smells blood in the water, and I haven't quite gotten that feeling from his game.
he seems frustrated. I don't know if he's frustrated because maybe he's a guy who really feeds off the fans. I mean, it's hard to play. They're playing in a giant TV studio. It is weird. Tuukka Rask wasn't wrong when he said, I mean, the game, like watching it on TV, it feels like you're watching hockey. It feels great. Like they've done a really good job with the presentation. It doesn't seem that strange. But in that building, I've talked to some of our writers that are there in Edmonton, and it's weird. It's very sterile. You know, the fake crowd noise doesn't really have much of an effect in the arena. There's giant TV screens everywhere. It doesn't feel like a Stanley Cup playoff game. And we know that Patrick Kane is one of those guys who loves that big stage. And maybe he just doesn't feel like it's a big stage because it's a giant TV studio. And there's not 20,000 fans either screaming for him or screaming at him. I don't know if that's it. I'm just throwing things against the wall here. But I'm sure there are guys out there that are having trouble finding that extra gear they normally would find because they're playing in such a sterile environment.
When this run comes to an end, is this the end for Corey Crawford as a Blackhawk?
I don't think so. The Blackhawks can't let it be because the options out there for relatively affordable goalie are guys like Thomas Greiss, and you know, these aren't guys that are going to really make a difference for a team that plays this kind of defense. They need Corey Crawford to come back, and they're going to need him to come back on a discount, a hometown discount. And I know we say that all the time, and nobody ever gives you a hometown discount. Brandon Saad was going to give a hometown discount. Remember, Andrew Shaw was going to give a hometown discount. They both got traded. So, you know, Crawford on the open market, even at 35, 36 years old, could probably still get $6 million, which is what he's making now. But he's been with this organization for 15 years. People forget how long he's been in this organization because he didn't crack the lineup until like 2010-11. But he's been around as long as Keith and Seabrook. So I don't think he wants to go anywhere. I don't think he wants to be one of those guys who's just in another jersey. He wants to retire a Blackhawk. He loves it in Chicago. I talked to him a few times about it over the course of the season back when we could talk to players. And he doesn't strike me as a guy who really wants to go chase it somewhere else. And he's made like $50 million in his career. I don't want to speak for, you know, go get the money. I don't begrudge anyone getting their money. But is an extra million or two for a year or two going to make that much of a difference in Corey Crawford's life that it's worth, you know, leaving the only place he's ever known? I think they're going to find a way to keep him. I think he's going to make it happen. Maybe it's wishful thinking. Maybe it's pie in the sky. Maybe I'm being naive. But I think if anyone's going to do the hometown discount, take a $3 or $4 million one- or two-year deal, it would be Corey Crawford.
I just wonder why, as he's gotten to this age, we don't know how they really feel about Colin Delia or Malcolm Subban or Kevin Lankinen, but why they haven't more actively developed a successor.
Well, I mean, that's what they've been doing with Delia, right? I mean, Delia has been the number three guy now for a couple of years. You know, they had such great luck with, I mean, you go back to the late Ray Emery in 2013, who got more Vezina votes than Crawford did that year. Then you go to Antti Raanta, who had just the best save percentage over a two-year span in the league. And then you go to Scott Darling, who won you a playoff series and who is also one of the highest save percentage. They had such luck that for, you know, it just seemed like they could find people. Then they went out and they got Cam Ward as an insurance, and that wasn't quite the same. And then all of a sudden they realized
Jeff
just
Glass,
how thin they were.
My guy, Jeff Glass.
Yeah. J.F. Berube, Scott Foster. They went through some names there. I think they do think Delia is the guy. He's on a one-year. He's got 2 years left on a $1 million contract. He was going to be the backup this year until Robin Leonard fell in their laps. They weren't looking to sign Robin Leonard. This was supposed to be Colin Delia's development year. So if that gets pushed back to next year, that's fine. They can't have Delia be their number one next year, but they do believe he can be a number two, at least for the short term. And Kevin Lankinen, he went out and won world championships. He's not a slouch. He had a great year in the AHL. They're still high on him too. So they have guys in the system. You know, drafting goalies is a waste of time because by the time they become good, they're not in your system anymore, unless they're Vasilevsky or Carter Hart, guys like that. So I don't think that drafting a goalie is the answer. What they're doing, finding guys in Europe, you know, picking up free agents that are late bloomers, that's the best way to go. They've had great success doing this. They just need either Delia or Lankinen to be the next Raanta or Darling.
Mark Lazarus, here's to having more hockey to talk about after tonight.
And let's hope it's a 6:30 start, too.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, I'll be able to talk about the first period. appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
And that is Mark Lazarus of The Athletic. We have some football talk coming your way in just a second with Ross Tucker. I also want to let you know about a new program that we have going on. As you know, we are the home of first place Chicago Cubs baseball. And right now, through August 30th, it's an opportunity for you to nominate a first responder or a frontline healthcare worker who is a Cubs super fan to be what we're calling Home Team Hero Cubs Fan of the Game. Every Cubs game day in September will honor a different home team hero with a shout out in the Cubs radio broadcast. So if you have somebody you want to nominate, please do so. And you can do this by going to 670thescore.com/hero, 670thescore.com/hero, and you can nominate your home team hero today to get a special Cubs game shout out. Ross Tucker of Radio.com Sports, the NFL expert, will talk about the Bears quarterback competition next on The Score.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Morning Show. Start your day with the stories that matter to Chicago sports fans. Live at 5. Mike Mulligan and David Hall. They're live and they're local. From the city you love. Doing it for the city you love. Mullion Hall, where Chicago goes for sports talk. Mornings 5 to 9. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. A Radio.com sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute, sponsored by Fisher Investments, helping people achieve a comfortable retirement for over 40 years. Alex Smith will not be in Canton one day, but he's had a pretty good, not great career. But because he was the number one overall pick and taken famously before Aaron Rodgers, he's looked at by many as meh. But that's not what his career should be remembered for. After breaking his fibula nearly 2 years ago on the football field, 17 surgeries, and a near amputation later, he's finally been cleared for football action. He's also been the diplomatic veteran who helped groom Colin Kaepernick and Patrick Mahomes to take his job and never pitched a fit, never demanded a trade. Alex Smith is a gentleman and a fighter. Bravo. This is Damon Amendolara.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Feed your happy at Champaign Area Hardee's by biting into a Western Bacon Cheeseburger for just $1.50 every Wednesday. A juicy charbroiled burger with crunchy onion rings, melty cheese, and tangy barbecue sauce. Make it spicy with melty pepperjack cheese and jalapenos for only 50 cents more. Hardee's famous Western Bacon Cheeseburger, just $1.50 every Wednesday. Offer good at participating Champaign Area locations through August 19th. Tax not included, one order per guest. Limit 4 single cheeseburgers per order.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bulls Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Arturis Karnišovas, on the firing of Jim Boylan.
Well, as I've said, you know, I made a basketball decision in the context of what will be the best for the future of the Chicago Bulls. You know, this is a person's livelihood, so I took the responsibility seriously with respect to the weight it carries. I said from the beginning that as I moved into this role during this unprecedented time, I would take my time to make the necessary evaluations. I made a decision now because I felt like I had all the information I needed. You know, I'm not a person who dwells on the past, and so as an organization, we're looking forward to the future of this franchise.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Right now, you're streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Hey, Cubs fans, Pat Hughes here.
And Ron Coomer.
670 The Score is where you want to be to hear every exciting play of Cubs baseball.
We'll deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game.
The pitch to Anthony. Swung on, deep right field. Cubs are going to win the ball game. Rizzo drives one in the air to deep right field. This ball's got a chance. Gone.
3-2, wrapped on the ground left side. Baez gloves it, spins, throws, gets him. Baez drives one in the air, deep left field. It's got a chance. Javi Baez with a game-winning home run.
A line drive rocket on a hanging breaking ball by Baez. And when the Cubs aren't playing, you can count on the Score team to bring you the hottest Cubs talk anywhere.
Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
If there was ever a place for everything, it has to be the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Now with exclusive HDX black and yellow tough totes in various sizes from as little as $4.98 each. Safely store everything from seasonal items to family keepsakes. At this price, these totes are well within reach. Go to homedepot.com/storage. All your storage solutions in one place. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through September 7th while supplies last.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Former Bears head coach Dick Geron.
That whole team was an outstanding team. We really had the ability, I thought, to go the whole way. And I think if Jimmy hadn't got hurt in our playoff game, I think we could have done that. Both sides of the ball. Big, strong, fast, tough. But the defense was could just swallow you up. We had a big, strong, and tough defensive line. And Brian in the middle could just cover so much ground. It was shocking, I think, to our opponents, even our very fast opponents. I remember playing Atlanta with Michael Vick, and Brian could shadow him. And that's saying a lot. That's really saying a lot, because Michael could fly. But that was a tremendous team.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
You're listening to The Dan Bernstein Show, back in 60 seconds on The Score.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity. Honey butter goodness is spread, and the Frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Start your day the Mullion hallway.
You guys have provided extra special tender loving care.
They've been in the locker rooms, on the field, and reported on the most historic Chicago sports stories ever.
Has the whole world gone mad?
Mully and Hall are Chicago sports.
You guys really are the best.
Listen every morning, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for bringing objectivity and journalistic integrity to sports radio.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What would be ideal as far as a timeline to shift one of the quarterbacks getting more of the reps?
We are going to stretch that out as far as we possibly can. There's limited reps, limited time, so we're going to maximize those numbers that we have and literally take it as far as we need to go. Both of these guys have experience in this game, and I think that that's only what's fair.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy talking about his quarterback quote-unquote competition, and that was the subject of the article in The Athletic by our next guest, Ross Tucker, radio.com sports NFL insider, joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and he is brought to you by Pennzoil, motor oils made from natural gas, the proof's in the Pennzoil. He's on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Dan. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well. I saw you convened an august panel of quarterbacking experts, including our guys Sage Rosenfels and Dan Orlovsky and Brady Quinn. So I guess the question is, we can observe this however we want, but what is this Mitchell Trubisky-Nick Foles competition? What is it not?
It's not a true proper evaluation of which player will be better once the season actually starts. And I'll tell you this much, Dan. I mean, I played for whatever it was, 5 teams, 7 years. There were a bunch of quarterback competitions, you know, whether it was for the starting job or the backup. And I always thought that they were kind of flawed as opposed to the rest of us that were not wearing the no-touch jerseys. You know what I mean? Like, we're actually out there hitting each other and going against each other, because that is such a big part of that position, which is how you perform when you can be hit, when you think you might be hit, all of those things. And it just makes it tough because it's so limited for quarterbacks typically, right? I mean, the only times you're really live would be a preseason game. Maybe you get a little bit more activity in terms of the threat, at least, of being hit in a joint practice. They're getting none of that. And so I just saw guys, you know, really more than anything else, Dan, I saw guys when I was playing that, man, they were awesome in practice. Awesome. But then they got in the games, and I don't know if it was the pressure, you know, the mental pressure, or if it was the actual pressure from the defense or the threat of getting hit, but they weren't the same. And it's interesting that you mentioned Sage, because Sage and I played together in 01 and 02 in Washington, and Sage was like the opposite. You know, he was never very impressive in practice. And then the preseason games, it was like he was locked in. I mean, he was dialed in. And we're performed much better. That's how he made the team the first year. It's how the Dolphins came and traded for him the second year, because he would light it up in the preseason games, even if he wasn't really all that great during the practices.
And Bears fans know it from experience with Mitchell Trubisky, that there have been overthrows or timing problems. And he'll say after the game, or Nagy will say, we practiced that play all week. And or Mitchell will say, I was ripping that throw in practice all week. And it sort of throws into to very stark focus here the difference. And then you start to wonder, well, what's the disconnect? What happens? What changes? And not that he's cowardly. I mean, he's taken a bunch of hits. He takes off with the ball, and we've seen him, you know, run over defensive backs before. But there is definitely something that ends up being different when the game is real.
Yeah, I don't think he's afraid of getting hit. And frankly, I don't think most of the guys are afraid of getting hit. Right? Because you say that, you say about the no touch jersey and the immediate connotation some people have is, oh, they're afraid of getting hit. He's scared. That's why he doesn't play well when it's a real game. I don't think it's that. I just think it changes how you handle the pressure of the moment, right? Like, think of anything else in life. Like, you're there in practice, and you know the worst thing that can happen as a football player is you get crushed, like you get destroyed by a guy on defense. Well, when you're in practice, that cannot happen to you when you have the no-touch jersey on. So I think, personally, it's not about worried about getting hit. It's just you can be more relaxed. You can just nice and easy, throw it out to whoever you need to throw it to, relax. You're not under the same level of anguish mentally or physically as you are when it's a game. And you're like, I got to go. I got to get it out. They're not afraid. It just, I think it speeds up their mental processing, some guys. And I think they're not able to play as relaxed in actual games as they practice.
My experience with quarterback competition has highlighted the difference between what a coaching staff sees or wants to see or expects going in and the reality that players themselves understand. And I watched it firsthand every practice, every day, going back years. And the Bears did it. They tried to hold one of these with Rick Meyer and Eric Kramer. And then, you know, there was the Walsh and Kramer and then Meyer and Kramer. And they had made the trade for Rick Meyer, so they gave him every chance to succeed. But, man, what happens in the disconnect when players think you screwed it up, when the players have somebody they want and they're not in a position to say, but they know, it gets really uncomfortable when they take the field and they think the coaches have the wrong guy out there. How does a head coach make sure to bridge that gap?
It's a terrific point. And it's something that really needs to be hammered home, because you can't fool the players, right? Like, they know who deserves it more. They know who plays better. Now, in fairness, a little different this year because there's no preseason games, but they can see who's performing better. And so I think more than anything else, if Matt Nagy is going to come out and say it's a quarterback competition, and obviously when they did this move, they didn't know that there'd be no preseason games or anything like that, but you got to go with the guy that performs the best. You have to. You know, even no matter what they have invested in Trubisky to this point, if it's clear that Foles is better, they got to go with Foles. Otherwise, I think you risk losing the entire locker room. And I've seen situations like that, to your point. The other thing I think is really interesting, Dan, is you can't fool the players, and it's also pretty hard to fool the fans and the media when it comes to the preseason games, right? Like, you can say whatever you want. You know, Trubisky's been great all training camp. Foles really hasn't. They get out there for that second preseason game, that third preseason game, and Foles leads them on 3 scoring drives and Trubisky leads them on 0. You're going to have a real tough time convincing the fans that it shouldn't be Foles. But that element is gone this year. There is no fan media reaction because, and Brady Quinn mentioned this in my column at The Athletic today, you know, he's convinced that when he was competing with Derek Anderson, I think it was 2009 maybe, you know, that in the third preseason game, he threw a deep post to Braylon Edwards, and he thinks that was the clincher. In fact, they told him as much that was kind of the separator. I think, number one, because he did it, but number two, all the fans saw him do it. You know, it's like, you know, if it's on TV and everybody's watching and the one guy is clearly better, it's kind of hard to go with the other guy.
The other aspect, psychological aspect, is the internal, the confirmation bias among people involved. If you go out and get Nick Foles because he does certain things in a way that you think fit what you want to do, that he's the extension of the coach on the field, that he's seeing what you see, you know, it's very hard then to have an objective competition, because that's why you got him. You got him because there are things that Trubisky doesn't see in quite the same way. And when a play breaks down and Trubisky is off on the move and running and rolling and picking at a guy and firing off a back foot, he can do a lot of that stuff athletically. That's not going to show up in a controlled environment in practice. So I don't know how they can create the kind of opportunity for Trubisky to compete, to show off the things he has that Foles doesn't, because those things don't generally emerge in practice.
Yeah, I agree there. Although I would tell you, I think Foles is a little bit better at extending plays and, you know, sliding around and making a play than people give him credit for. But either way, you don't really see that during training camp, right? Because they'll blow the whistle dead. I mean, what they'll do is they'll chart them and grade them on every throw they make, every decision they make. And the guy that performs better, you know, with, you know, more accurate, better decisions, he'll be the guy that starts the opener, and that's probably the way it should be. But to your point, not only do they not have the threat of getting hit, but they can't really showcase the athleticism, how they extend plays. And I thought two other things were interesting. One was that Dan Orlovsky said he doesn't think it's really a competition. He thinks it's whether or not the players still believe in Mitch Trubisky. And if they do, he thinks Nagy will go with Trubisky. But then Brady Quinn said, listen, the reality is when you have a quarterback competition, it's really just the first guy to go in. You know, so we can talk about how big a deal it is, and it's important and it matters. I think the more interesting conversation almost becomes, how long of a leash do you give this guy? Because the reality is, if they're going to go deep into this thing, as I heard you play that cut of Nagy coming back, they're going to go deep into this thing. I don't think either guy is really going to separate themselves that much. So what it really becomes at that point then is, how much conviction does Nagy have with that guy, and for how long? You know, if they're stinging up the joint, is it a half? Is it a game? If they're playing just okay, is it a game? Is it 4 games? I mean, those are some of the things that I find fascinating, because you're going to get a chance to see how they play. I mean, at some point, they're going to be on TV playing at somebody else.
And there may be a way to split the baby, too, because some had suggested that, and I still believe that Trubisky is vastly underappreciated athletically, that he's genuinely fast. He's not just fast for a quarterback. He's a really good athlete. Why not get a Taysom Hill package in there for him? Why not deploy him and you know, maybe throw something at a team that they're not expecting, regardless of whether or not he starts? Get a little bit creative in that way.
Well, I think that they might have to. I'll say Trubisky's not Taysom Hill. Like, I mean, Taysom Hill's fast, and he's like 250 pounds. I don't know that you want to subject Trubisky to some of those plays and some of the punishment that the Saints give to Taysom Hill. But to your point, I do think that they could have done a better job, and if they go with Trubisky, they should do a better job of having him run. I mean, at this point, you know, and he probably needs to realize this, it's kind of like this is his last shot, right? Like, they're pulling out all the stops. So if they need to run him 3 to 5 times a game to keep the defense honest, to open up some of the play action stuff, the RPO stuff, you know, you might as well do it. I mean, that's part of the reason why a guy like Josh Allen's had success in Buffalo. They run him just enough that he's a threat. And I think if I'm Trubisky, I might even volunteer for that. Like, hey, this is where I'm at my best. This is how it makes me different than Foles. Let's run me 3 to 4 times a game. Then the defense has to account for me, makes the running game angles a lot better for the line, and opens up things in the passing game.
Ross Tucker, always entertaining and informative. Appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, Dan. Thanks for having me.
That's Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, brought to you by Pennzoil, motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. And this segment is brought to you by Grand Appliance and TV. Find Chicagoland's lowest appliance prices and extra savings on top brands like GE, LG, KitchenAid, and more exclusively at Grand Appliance. Shop one of their 10 Chicagoland locations or online at GrandAppliance.com today. Grand Appliance and TV, trusted in Chicagoland since 1930. Lawrence Holmes is going to be talking with David Ross at the top of the hour, and we will be talking with Lawrence Holmes shortly on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If you are purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Today, meet Sven, 65, living in a $400,000 home. After hearing thousands of Team Hochberg's ads, Sven, of course, contacted three lenders to refinance his 6% mortgage and pay off credit card debt, totaling $75,000, but nobody helped him. Sven then called Team Hochberg, which he should have done in the first place, because Team Hochberg helped Sven cash out $85,000, paid off his credit card, saved him over $3,500 a month. So let's review. Before calling Team Hochberg, three lenders rejected Sven. After calling Team Hochberg, Sven paid off his debt. He's saving over $40,000 a year. If you want to use your home's equity to eliminate debt like Sven, reduce your rate, or shorten your loan term, call Team Hochberg now at 312-855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Chicago Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hottovy on his experience having COVID-19.
I got crushed and, did have to go to the hospital for a little bit of time to get checked up and do all the breathing treatments. And to be honest with you, just so people understand, it took me 30 days to test negative. 30 days. And going into a baseball season and understanding in the 60-game season what 30 days means, I mean, if it hadn't happened to me now, and I had the same effects and the same reaction to the virus, I would probably have missed the majority of the season.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Charles Peanut Tillman.
I know a ton of law enforcement officers, a ton, not a few, I know a ton, that do their job and they do it the right way. And a lot of them are federal, a lot of them are local, some of them are state. They do their job the right way. And I'm not saying that all police and that, no, I'm not, that is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the ones that I've had a chance to be around and I know, they do their job the right way. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for them and for what they do and for them risking their necks, keeping me safe at night. I'm very grateful for them and for what they have done.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Got a lot of thank yous to send out today. Mark Grody was kind enough to join us. Darnell Mayberry was terrific, as were Mark Lazarus and Ross Tucker. Thanks to Jay Zawoski for producing. Thanks to Brian Gertz for handling the video feed on Twitch. That was fun today. The Twitch feed got real crazy. I think at one point there was like 1,300 people that were watching. I think there's been hundreds all day. It really blew up today. So a lot of fun in that chat. So definitely make sure, if you haven't been a part of Twitch, of that stream, that you are, because it's another aspect of the show that's really, really cool. So we thank Brian for handling that, and the Mexicutioner. We thank Ray Diaz for doing all the things he does, the glue that binds this all together. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of everything and for contributing, all the texters as well. Tomorrow, Mike Florio is going to join us, and we're going to react to everything the Cubs and Sox and Blackhawks do as well. We will have absolutely everything and, of course, the Midday Midway coming your way at 10:40. So let's keep doing what we're doing and keep staying safe, because this thing isn't going away anytime soon. We're keep acting on the best of it, especially you near St. Louis. You know who's you I'm talking to, that whole area of Illinois by St. Louis on the other side of the river there. You got smacked down. You got your pee-pee smacked by JB for not behaving. So help us out. Do us a solid here. So listen to doctors and listen to people who listen to doctors. Transition with Lawrence Holmes is next on The Score.
Like your sports page in the morning, Mully and Hall are first to let you know what happened with your favorite Chicago team last night.
Good morning to the Engineers, the greatest show in radio history.
I'm here to wow you.
Mully and Hall, first and best, mornings 5 to 9.
I am here for you.
On 670 The Score, Chicago's number one sports station.
If you are looking for a way to save money, here is one. Pay much less interest on your credit card balances than you're paying right now, because you can refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. And every day you think about doing this and don't do it is a day you are throwing away money. So if you've been thinking about it, get on this. It really is this easy to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate, because Lightstream offers fixed rate credit card consolidation loans starting at 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. The average credit card interest rate is over 19% APR. You don't have to pay that, because you can get this loan from Lightstream. They reward consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. Anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. Here is what one very satisfied customer said. Said, I heard the radio ad. I thought it was worth looking at, and I was skeptical. I'd never done anything like this online before, and I was used to piles of paperwork and days of waiting and all the other hoops you have to jump through. But to my surprise, the loan process was that simple and easy to navigate. The service was efficient, very professional. I was amazed at the process, and I wish all loans were this efficient. That can be you, that happy and saving money right now. And because you're listening, you get an additional interest rate discount. But listen up, because the only way to get the discount is by going to lightstream.com/DanB. LightStream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/DanB for more information.
If there was ever a place for everything, it has to be the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Now with exclusive HDX black and yellow tough totes in various sizes from as little as $4.98 each. Safely store everything from seasonal items to family keepsakes. At this price, these totes are well within reach. Go to homedepot.com/storage. All your storage solutions in one place. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through September 7th while supplies last.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. New innovations are happening all the time with recycled products. One company has created a new sustainable packaging technology which allows liquids to be packaged in paper products and are completely free of plastics. This first-of-its-kind paper-based bottle is made from sustainably sourced wood pulp and can be completely recycled with other paper. Look for these bottles early next year. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Feed your happy at Champaign Area Hardee's by biting into a Western Bacon Cheeseburger for just $1.50 every Wednesday. A juicy charbroiled burger with crunchy onion rings, melty cheese, and tangy barbecue sauce. Make it spicy with melty pepperjack cheese and jalapenos for only 50 cents more. Hardee's famous Western Bacon Cheeseburger, just $1.50 every Wednesday. Offer good at participating Champaign Area locations through August 19th. Tax not included, one order per guest. Limit 4 single cheeseburgers per order.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, we're all busy with important things to do. But don't forget, it's also important to laugh. Laughing keeps you sane. So for your sanity's sake, check out Comedy Now on radio.com.
After college, I moved into my own apartment. It's near where my parents live. It's across the hallway.
Comedy Now plays nonstop stand-up comedy from the best comedians in America.
I'll tell you what place I like on the plane is that little bathroom. It's like your own little apartment on the plane.
Listen to Comedy Now anytime on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Joe Cowley.
Arturis Karnišovas is going to be handed the reins.
They grabbed the right guy as far as a guy that understands talent, a guy who's a great communicator. The title isn't as important as the guy they have that's now creating these departments and building these departments up.
Dan Bernstein. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Wendy's famous 4 for 4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich.
The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Transition is back on The Score now that we have the technical bugs all worked out and everybody can get all hooked up. You will hear me with Mully and Haw as we transition over around 9 o'clock most mornings and get used to this. Lawrence Holmes coming on around this time, just ahead of his interview with David Ross. Lawrence, how are you?
I'm good, Dan. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in, and boy, Rossi and those guys avoided really an awful day on these airwaves by eking out that second game win, because things would have been really ugly around here.
The boat god comes through with a huge hit for them, because they were struggling to hit the ball. What was it, 3 hits in both games? Is that right? 6 total hits for them in the doubleheader?
Yeah, it's so baseball, too, as you get that performance from Kyle Hendricks. You figure, all right, we're probably going to split because we're starting this Rook in the second game. So you figure you win the Hendricks game, and you maybe you find a way to get out of the second game without anybody getting hurt or using your high leverage pitching. And, of course, it ends up the opposite because baseball.
Yep, that's the way. And the thing is like, it's not like Hendricks pitched poorly. Like, he was good. Fine. And they just are having a hard time putting the bat on the ball with good contact, which is actually something I want to spend some time talking with Rossi about, because I thought, and it was explained in Sahado's piece today on The Athletic, and I want to try to go more in depth with Rossi about it. He was talking about the issue of contact and the idea that we've all been taught this idea, oh, you got to make contact, put the ball in play, and it's not always great. Like, soft contact is bad, and you're seeing that there's a couple of Cubs hitters that have issues with soft contact. It's one of my own issues with Nick Madrigal, where people tell you, well, you know what he does? He puts the bat on the ball. That's fine, but if it's going to be him putting the bat on the ball and weak contact, is that really necessarily a good thing?
Well, that's how Rick Hahn talked about that. He referred to him as a ball toucher. You know, that was he's a guy who is able to touch a lot of balls. I'd rather have somebody swing and miss more often, and maybe rather than just touching them, barrel them up and hit them over a fence.
Right, like Albert Almora is one of those guys. Like he's a ball toucher, as Rick Hahn would say. But a lot of times you're getting some of that weak contact from him. But I will tell you, the glove still plays, and he made some plays yesterday in the outfield that were spectacular. He almost came up with an incredible catch on a ball that he should have had no chance to even make an attempt on. But yeah, I want to try and pick Rossi's brain on some of that. I've actually found it's such a different experience than talking with Joe. Like, Rossi's very, he'll play around a little bit, but he's got stuff to do. You know, he's got all this, he wants to get stuff done quickly, and I understand, I respect it. It's just such a different vibe from him. But I also think that he's very good at explaining his thinking on what he's doing, why he's doing it, why he's making some of the choices that he's making. And he still has a first-place team, which is the most important thing.
And he also has a potential high-leverage pitcher returning to form. Kimbrel looked better. He looked better. He's getting some swing and miss, and it's been very clear that it's that release point. It is staying tall. It's making sure the ball is coming out from that higher angle that makes all the difference on both his pitches. So if there is light at the end of the tunnel in that reclamation project, that could be very, very welcome news.
Yeah, especially when you look at what Jeremy Jeffress has done so far, where he's been super reliable, and the idea that of having both of those guys in the back end of your bullpen is a strong back end. They still have to figure out how to score runs. The weird thing with the Cubs is, like, their pitching doesn't worry me as much as the fact that they keep having these kind of power outages at the top of their lineup, and Chris Bryant doesn't look right, and now you're hearing he probably still doesn't quite feel right. So those are all things that have to be figured out on. Is this one of those zones in the season, and we've seen this with Chris Bryant before, where if he gets to sit for 2 or 3 games, he comes back better? Is it better to have a hampered Chris Bryant on the field or to give him the days off and hopefully get the better version of him going forward?
I don't know, especially with all the back tightness going around. And apparently it was started with Rizzo, and then it was Hayward, and then it was Chatwood. That they got to be really careful because injuries are biting across baseball right now, especially pitching injuries. And as Jed Hoyer said in reference to COVID, that good health was going to be an advantage, an actual competitive advantage. And that means even outside of the pandemic, maintaining some of these things in the right way.
I mean, look at what's already happening to the White Sox. Like, everyone seems to be hurt. And how healthy you are, I think, is going to play a huge role in whether or not you're going to be a postseason team and how you manage that. And I mean that both figuratively and literally, how you end up managing it. And with Wilson Contreras, like, are you going to spend some time giving him more DH opportunities because you don't want to tire out his leg? So it's all stuff that I want to get into with Rossi, and we're going to talk with him momentarily.
All right. We will get out of your way and let you do that, Lawrence. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Dan. You are listening to WSCR Chicago, WBMX HD2